Turnout in recent elections has been a bit lackluster, and without a national contest on the ballot, tomorrow's race does not look promising. But local artists are working to change that. Tomorrow, artists will install original artwork outside 20 Philadelphia polling sites. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on Next Stop Democracy.
60 artists, including the street artist Nosgo, prankster Kid Hazo, yarn bomber Ishnitz, and legendary mosaic maker Isaiah Zagar, produced original work on sandwich boards for 20 polling places. So that means three boards per location. Conrad Brenner, the founder of the Philadelphia street art blog, Streets Department, sees Next Stop Democracy as a kind of citywide pop-up art gallery, inspired by Philly's extremely popular pop-up parks and summer beer gardens.
We wanted to take that framework and apply it to Election Day, have that same excitement. All of this art, 60 original pieces of art, many of which from some of Philadelphia's most acclaimed, celebrated street artists, are only going to be on the streets for one day.
Next Stop Democracy was funded by a $166,000 grant from the Knight Foundation to target young people. It's the brainchild of Lanzi Sylvia, who says Philadelphia has grown in the past decade, but voting turnout has shrunk.
We see a lot of energy, especially from young people. We see a lot of positive indicators that the city is just on the up and up. And yet this very crucial part of citizenry, like, you know, being a citizen in Philadelphia, continues to stagnate, if not decline.
Once voting begins, the artists are required to post photos of their work to Instagram to create a sense of community participation on the sidewalk and on social media. The pieces are not supposed to endorse candidates. One of the artists, Joe Burichow, has made political work around Election Day in the past, and he says it's hard to keep it neutral.
I mean, I've tried to obviously keep it nonpartisan, but I think it's kind of hard not to be political when you're doing a piece of art about voting. It's kind of impossible to decouple the two.
The project will also survey people at the 20 polling places and at another 20 control sites that are not getting the artistic treatment to see if these signs made any difference. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.